Okay, so starting the Reb Chaim, Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin, and Hilchos Bias HaMikdash. So the Ram says that the Hadlakas HaNeros is Kshei Reb Zarim. So, if the Kohen is mate of the Neros and takes them out, right, because they're detachable. So the little cups at the top, right? Takes them out. It's mutter for the Zohar to light them. Okay, what does it mean to be mative?
Right.
Hatavas and Eros is a whole. You take a look in the Tamidim Musafim. He has the process there. Right. Okay. Go ahead. Right. Okay. So the Raivad is saying the Rambam took too much from that Gemara over there. It's true. Hadlaka is not an avoda. The Hadlaka is not an avoda, right? But the Ravid says that he overdid it over there. He was maflagam. He was hiflig. He went too far. That it's true. It's not an avoda, and the Zohar won't passel. But that doesn't mean that it's mutter, right? That's how he's interpreting. It's true. It's an avoda. It's true. It's not avoda, like Pimar says in Yuma. And if the Zohar does it, it's not possible. It's kosher. But that doesn't mean l'chatchila that he's allowed to do it, because l'chatchila the Rav Chaim is explaining is still the pasuk balos chasaneros. So l'chatchila the Kohen should do it, but b'di'evit it'd be okay. But the Ram is going too far when he's saying it's mutter. What kind of a thing is that it would be l'chatchila the Kohen should do it, and b'di'evit it's kosher regardless? So he's saying that it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is on the Kohen, right? V'aloscha es aneros is a mitzvah on the Kohen, but only when a zohar does avoda it passes. So he'll be mevatel the mitzvah's Kohen. Be mevatel the mitzvah's Kohen. But that doesn't mean that it's. But since it's not a vote, there's no din of a puzzle. Yeah. The mitzvah is for the Kohen to the mitzvah for the Kohen to do it, but it's not a vote. I have to see what kind of still unsatisfying, right? So then if there's a chiyuv on the Kohen to do it and he didn't do it, so he should have to do it. Right? What do you mean he's just so let him do it again? Right? What do you mean it's kshera? Isn't that a little bit of a difficulty? Right. It's true. I mean, you have by karbanos, but that's different, because by karbanos you'll say that they had the essential kiyum of zrika. So the cheftza really had its kiyum. But here there's no cheftza with a kiyum, just a mitzvah to light. You know what I mean? If I have a mitzvah to light in my house, what would be a good question, right? What would you say by Ner Chanukah? Someone comes in and lights Chanukah candles for me. Does that have any effect on my Chiyah mitzvah? What's that? So you have to say like this, that the mitzvah is for the Kohen to create the Cheftza of menorah, right? But once the Tzar does it, it's created. So now he can't create it anymore. Right? He just can't create it anymore. Right? Be like any other mitzvah. So if somebody else does the kisui, so he took your mitzvah. You can't say, well, since I was chayev, it's not considered covered. That's not true. It's covered. So I just can't do it anymore. See, so that's what you have to say. You have to say, it's a mitzvah for the Kohen to create the entity of menorah, but once the Zohar does it, it is created. And since it's not a shame of Oda, there's no psul in it. So it's a good menorah. And now the Kohen can't do it. He can't destroy it to do it again. So he just loses the mitzvah. That's the way the Rav is learning. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Now he tries to do what seems like the impossible. So the Rambam agrees with the Rav. The Rambam really agrees with the Raiva that the mitzvah is with the kohen. Okay? So then how could it be... And it's lichat chila, the kohen should do it. So then how could the Rambam say, lichat chila, the zar can do it? Right? The thing is that really... Yeah, so really lichat chila, the kohen has to light the neros. But that's only when he's lighting it on the inside. Not when he takes them out. Right? Because he has to, the Rambam still has to, the Rambam still says that the Tzar can do it l'chatchila outside. So how can he maintain l'chatchila the Kohen must do it? The only possibility is that when they're inside l'chatchila the Kohen has to do it. But when they're outside, then there's no l'chatchila in the Kohen. So how is that possible though? So he's saying that what? That the yisod, now we have some good brisker words, right? Yisod and etzem keeps coming up. So yisod hach mitzvah d'adlaka saneros hidafka b'koin l'chatchila. The yisod of the mitzvah is only with the koin. Is dafka with the koin l'chatchila. But that's only when he's madlik b'fnim. Masha'ina kain, if he takes them outside. Why? De etzem maiso hahadloka b'shaito lo havi od maiso mitzvah klal. What does that mean? Okay. So he's saying like this, that the mitzvah, where's the Masha'ina kain v'otziyan l'chutz? If you take them out, l'chutz, then what? Mashainikin what? Then it's no longer dafka b'koin l'chatchila. Right? Why? Because the etzem maiso hadloka b'shaita, right, that idea of lighting the menorah at the proper time, right, now that it's b'chutz, is no longer a maiso mitzvah at all. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to light the neros at a certain time in the day. There's a whole Seder Avoda, the Maracha, and all these things. The two neros, the five neros. There's a certain order of how you do these things. But that's Peshaita. Its time is in the Seder. There's a whole Seder and then the Numa, right? Abayu's Masader, the Seder. So that's its time. Now it's time for candles. Okay? But it's not the shaita that makes it a maisa mitzvah. That's what he's trying to explain. You know, it's not a maisa mitzvah because it's b'shaita. When you take it outside, even though it's the right time, it's no longer a maisa mitzvah at all. So that's how he's saving the day over here. Of course, there's an obvious looming question that he's going to ignore until the next paragraph, right? How do you have a right to prevent the Maisa Mitzvah from preventing the ability to do the Maisa Mitzvah. But right now, he's just saying, technically speaking, it holds water. Right? Whenever there's the Mitzvah of Hadlokas Neros, it's Dafka B'Kohen L'Chatchila. But when you take it outside, that's not the Mitzvah of Hadlokas Neros. That the mitzvah, right, so the mitzvah is dafka behechel. The mitzvah is dafka behechel. Go ahead.
V'kivan derak achaka kishi omedes beluka behechel v'mkoma az hi dehavi ki mitzvasa v'dina.
And it's only later when it's standing lit in the hechel, in its place, then it's a kiyum mitzvasa v'dina. That's a strange idea, huh? So what is, but what's the key of mitzvah of Vidina? That it shouldn't be dull like that. Is exactly, you have to say that, no? Go ahead.
Okay, Mimela de lo shayach mitzvahs kahuna ha'amor ba'adlaka ra'kishe ba'adlika ben koma. Aval kishe otzian l'chutz v'idluku v'zeh svir lela rambam
d'mukh. Aval kishe otzian b'chutz v'idlikon
v'idlikon, v'zeh svir lela rambam d'mutir gam l'zeh l'idlikon l'chachila.
So that's not Hadlakas Menorah? That's just not a lemon. So then the problem is what? Go ahead.
Amnam kin the im haya hadin de zeros psula b'hadlakas haneros.
In other words, when the Rambam says hadlakas neros kshera bezorim, where is he talking about? He means even in the Heichal. Right? He means even in the Heichal. That's what he means. Right? That's right. He means Bidyeved in the Heichal, the Zohar that lights the menorah is it's Kshera. And then it's Kshera. That's
right.
He's not talking about what's Luchatkhila yet.
Okay.
It's Kshera. And therefore he can light it when you take it outside Luchatkhila. Okay? Now the right Rav Chaim is working himself, trying to work out this problem. He's trying to work out a problem. So he says like this. The logic of it is like this. That what? He wants to say that the Rambam agrees that l'chadchila, the mitzvah, is bekoin l'chadavka. Right? So then he has to say that what? That the might, that it's only a mitzvah in the Heichal. But if you would take it outside, it wouldn't be a mitzvah. Right? And that's why the Zohar can do it. You know, l'chadchila. The only thing is, the Rambam makes it totally on the fact that if the Zohar would do it in the Heichal, it's kshera. Right? But who cares? If you're not doing any Maisa Mitzvah at all outside the Heichal, who cares what it would be in the Heichal? Right? So that's why he's tying up that last... That's right. It's a Lefikach that it's Lechatchila outside, because inside it's Kshera. But who cares? His whole point is that outside is nothing. Do whatever you want. So that's why he says no. That's why he's explaining Lefikach. Omnam Kain.
Amnon kim dim haya hadin dezeres psula b'adlakas haneros az lo hava nechakinan klau ben hilikim b'fnim l'abikim chutz.
Oh, so he's saying you can only have the chilek of l'chadchila b'chutz. You couldn't have it if there was a psul of zaras. If zaras was a psul. Why? Read further.
Mishim de'afikach kishi b'fnim chaser b'hechshira din ma'isa kahuna ha'amor ba.
So he's not saying there's no din. He's not saying there's no ma'isa involved. No, he's saying if there was a psul of zarus, then that would mean that what? That only a ma'isa kohen can create the chefta menorah. So it's true. It might not be a mitzvah b'chutz, but it still is a ma'isa kohen. And it would still be a Maisa Zaras. If I say a Maisa Zaras, it would be like a kof. If a monkey couldn't produce the entity, so it doesn't matter that it's Bachutz. It's just not the product. The product is a product of a Maisa Kohen. So if the product were the product of a Maisa Kohen, then it doesn't matter that it's not a Maisa Voda Bachutz. When you bring it in, you're not bringing the right thing. You're not setting the right object down, because it doesn't have the right product. So that's why he has to first, it's premised on the fact that even if the Zohar did it in the Heichal, it would be the right product. You understand? There's no psul zaris. The shame Maisa Zohar is not a psul in the menorah. So therefore, but it's only going to be a... So therefore... But in terms of a mitzvah, the mitzvah is bekoin. So if I can remove the neros from the situation of mitzvah, and a maisa zar is enough to produce the chefza, then the zar could do it outside the chatchila. When you bring it in, now I have the chefza. Right? Alva mikaven to call din kahuna shebo eina ma'akeves veina rak lemitzvah. Ma'akev would mean the chefza is impaired. Al Kain, Shapir Sovalela Ram, the Kol Zeh, who rak Bishaita Be'eskia Mitzvosa. Two things. Bishaita, when the mitzvah is being Mekuyam, the Kiyam of the mitzvah of the menorah being in the Heichal is coming together. Velo Be'edlika Bachutz.
What does it mean?
Hadlaka Bishaita means at the right time, and at the time that at the time of the Hadlaka, the Kiyam is going to exist. That means only when you're lighting it in the Heichal. Mitzvah. Now, is anything that is a shame mitzvah, the Kohen is going to be chayav to do. Okay. That's right. That's why the Tzar can do it outside.
Exactly. That's my question. I don't know. It seems like a contradiction to me. You say it's not a Maisa Mitzvah at all, but were it this a Maisa, that in the Heichal would be Psula, because this is just not something the Tzar can do?
But it would not be psula in the heichal because it was a maisa mitzvah. It would be psula in the heichal because the shame maisa zar doesn't create the cheftza of menorah.
No, I'm asking about the
chutzpah. So no, it says two things. You got to look at two things. You got to say, do I have a proper menorah deluka? Do I have a menorah deluka as a certain type of an entity? Do I have that entity? That's the primary question. That's the inyan of Tzar being kosher or pasul. If the Tzar is pasul, if the avod is psula bizar, then he's saying it would mean you simply don't have the cheftza. And if you don't have the cheftza, then taking it outside and lighting it is not going to help you.
My only question is, when he says it's not a mitzvah at all outside,
yes,
seem to preclude the issue of whether he can, he's hustle, kosher, the whole business. Because there's nothing. It's not related to mitzvah.
He can 100% do it outside, but when you bring it in, will it be a kosher menorah? That depends on whether, if you would light it inside, it would be psul or not.
And you bring it in, won't make it a new thing, because it was still his maisa.
That's right, that's right.
Is he just positing that?
The entity... In other words, so if the Rambam is speaking in conceptual terms, the Rambam is saying, since the entity of menorah can be produced by a Tzar, even though the Maisa Mitzvah menorah is Bekohen, therefore, if the Tzar does it in a situation where there's no mitzvah, he can do it l'chatchila. So it would come out to be a very strange phenomenon, right? That out, you take it outside of the Heichal, and he does a Maisa. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of a Maisa is that the Tzar is doing, right? What type of a Maisa is that? It's not a Maisa Mitzvah Sadlaka Saner, because if it were, then the Kohen would have to do it, right? It's a strange idea. It's like a heksher. It's just like a maisa heksher. Right? It's a maisa heksher. It's like putting schacha on a sukkah. It's just making this thing the proper thing. It's like the guy who pounded out the menorah. It's like pounding out the menorah. Does the Kohen have to pound out the menorah? No. Right? He's pounding out the menorah. So, and then what's the mitzvah? That's the heksher. Now, when do all of these heksherim have their kiyum? When it is with all of the heksherim bimkoma, right?
If you light out
now, one second. Now, interestingly enough, though, he's doing one little maneuver, though, and that is that if you were to light it in the heichal, then he's saying it's different, right? Rav Chaim is saying that if there were one Maisa that both completed the Cheftza and that completed the Cheftza in its spot, then that would be considered the mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah is only the completion of the mitzvah is only when you have the kiyum of this cheftza through the ma'isa adlaka. That's the only time you can say there's a mitzvah becoming. When you have the completion, when you have the kiyum of this cheftza, which is to be a complete entity in this makom, through adlaka alone, that's considered the mitzvah becoming. But if you complete the entity b'chutz, walking it in is not. If you complete the entity by chutz, then that's not a mitzvah kohen, because it's not having its kiyum through the adlaka. It's going to have its kiyum through the placement. Then there'd be no. Then it wouldn't be mitzvah kohen. So, right. Just to clarify that in other words, it turns out now that the ma'isa adlaka saneros is only considered the mitzvah according to Rav Chaim saying, when that ma'isa produces the kiyum itself. That means it's already in its place, and the lighting will make the chetza in its place, right? But if you lit it outside, that would just be considered like we're calling some sort of a hechsher. So you see, ma'isa mitzvah, the quality of ma'isa mitzvah comes from its association with the kiyum, not because of any specific tzura. Not lighting. It's not like lighting is the ma'isa mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah always is the ma'isa, the last ma'isa that brings the kiyum. You always consider to be osek b'mitzvah, potem in the mitzvah, even way before the kiyum. But that's not considered the ma'isa mitzvah. That's a hisaskus in the mitzvah. It's the one that's called ma'isa means that it's the cause for the effect of kiyum. That's exactly what ma'isa means. Look, you take a look in the Shoresh, I think it's the 10th Shoresh. So the Rambam says there are a lot of, in counting mitzvos, he says there are a lot of things that you have to do because of mitzvos, but you don't count all of them as mitzvos.
Right.
Right? There are a lot of things that you're chayev to do because of mitzvos. You don't count all of them as mitzvos, though. They're not all considered a ma'isa mitzvah in terms of a minyan mitzvah. But you have to do them.
Why isn't it?
Okay, so now it's like he's taking a 180, right? Says, but after we explain this whole thing, doesn't make any sense really. Right? Why? Why should it be kosher? Now it's time for a why. Why should it be kosher?
Why is the question about minority?
The question isn't because of how to do it, the question is because of
mitzvah. That what's his question? Let's get his question right. Am I kosher about likan zor ubad likan bachutz? Is he asking why is kosher at all for the zor to light it?
He's saying why is this a
key? But lokas minot, right. Saying he shouldn't be kosher at all, right? Shouldn't be kosher at all. Right? Give out a voda. It just shouldn't be kosher at all. Why? Two cases, right. Hadlikan bizar and hadlikan b'chutz. I think he means two cases, doesn't he?
You just said that he means
right. Correct. Because since the Torah said it has to be done through a Kohen, that, and what does it mean? Me'achad talinu rachmana b'kuhuna. The Torah says, balos femet, right? So what is that? That's behidlika and bifnim. The Torah says the Kohen should light the Neros, right? And the Kohen only has the mitzvah of lighting the Neros bifnim. Im kain, the mela dad lokas ha-menorah nemra dafka bifnim va'idei Kohen. That is the mitzvah. How do you perform adlokas Neros? Dafka bifnim va'idei Kohen. So how do you say it's kasher bazar b'chutz? V'yavagav di besugid di yumim avur dahad loka lav avodahi. So it's true, it's not an avodah. Halo kol zeh rakli in chi of misa dezaris. That's just a sugya, and yuma is really only talking about when the zar is chai of misa. It's not really true. I mean, when it says it's not an avodah,
that's why it's not chai of misa.
That's why it's not chai of misa. Right? But he's saying the only reason that sugya is mentioning avoda is in terms of whether the zar is chayav or not. It's not talking just in general that it's something that the zar can do. It's just answering the question, why isn't the zar chayav if he lights it, right? It's not endorsing a zar lighting it at all. It's just saying that since the zar is only chayav avoda, he's not going to be chayav on this, right? The Nemra Rakvavoda. Mash Anikin Lingin Ikov Hechshera. Kevin Dixiv Ba Bekahuna. M. Kane, Ari Lomatsino Dixhera Bazar.
What was the Mash Anikin?
That it's not talking about Ikov Hechshera. That whole Sugi is not talking about whether the menorah is Kshera or not, Bazar. Just speaking about avoda. It could be that when he does it, it wouldn't be kosher at all. Where do you see that it's kosher? Bizarre. Where do you see his question? So he's going now. He's just going down to the most fundamental question. He says nothing to do with the Rambam Bachutz. Just the most fundamental question that we were saying. This whole thing is premised on that a Maisa Zohar produces the Chefs of Menorah. He's questioning that premise, saying where do you see that the Maisa? Where do you see that you don't need a Maisa Kohen to produce the Chefs of Menorah? In the Torah, when the Torah tells you how to make the Chefs of Menorah, it only tells you to use a Kohen. So what right do you have to say that a Zohar can also make a menorah? Forget about all the stuff of Chayiv Misa, forget about all the stuff. Bottom line, where do you see that a Zohar can produce this Cheftza? Right? Shechita, you know that there's Shechita Bachulin. That you know. But where do you see there's a... Where do you see there's an idea of a menorah lit by a Yisrael? By a Zohar? The only place we have menorah is from the Torah. The Torah tells you how to make it. And it tells you to make it Ayde Kohen. So if it's not Ayde Kohen, it's not made. Where do you have a right to say that it was made? Forget about Avodah. Right. So we're going further in the next paragraph. So he quotes the Rambam and Tamidim and Musafim. Yeah. And the Rambam says, Hatavason, he had lakason. Yeah. I'm sorry. Hadlokas haneos hiatavosam. So he says that's a problem. Because the Gemara in Yuma indicates that Tavos haneos is an avoda and Hadlokas is not an avoda. Right. Now, the thing is, because the Gemara says putting in the new wicks and putting in the new oil is avoda, it only says that Hadlokas is not an avoda. And he doesn't want to say that's all Dishon. Because Dishon is avoda silak. The Gemara seems to think that it was an avoda you'd be chayav on. So, not Dishon HaMenorah. Dishon HaMenorah is just taking out the old stuff. But putting in the wick and the oil is not Dishon. That should be Hatava. In other words, there's Dishon, getting rid of the old stuff. Then there's putting in the new stuff. And then there's Hadlaka. So why is the Rambam, there's a clear distinction. So why is the Rambam, what does the Rambam mean when he says Hatava is Hadlaka? It's not. It's two things.